All right, we're back. Sorry, we had an internet problem. We're going to wait for legal from Wasatch Estates Mobile Home Park, which is item seven, to join us back. And did she know where she can join us back in?
She was just on the YouTube before. Do you want
Okay,
to just
she,
verify
either
that?
way, are we back on YouTube or? Okay, she
Yes.
could just.
I just want to make sure that she's.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure she's on before we proceed.
Hi, have you got it back up?
Way to go, Tyson.
What's that?
I don't know. You went down there and then the internet started working.
Anything? Thanks. Appreciate you. You had
Sorry
to
about
consider
that.
it a job in IT. So we're going to get your coat.
Turn it
Yeah,
off
just
and then
unplug it.
reset
Yeah,
it.
that's it.
Yeah.
That's the whole job, pretty much. Yeah.
Getting good at it.
Thank you.
I'm
Something.
disclosing
I think it
industry
was a secret
secrets
anyway.
here.
Riddle. Okay. She's back on.
All right. Item seven, sewer easement encroachment agreement. Discussion and consideration to approve a sewer easement encroachment agreement with MHP number one LLC and Ashley Smith in the Wasatch Estates Mobile Home Park. This is not really me. This is Andrea.
Come on, you should do it.
She'd rather it be me. No, we've been together on these meetings and come up with this. So.
Yeah, so this has gone in front of the DRC. The agreement's been reviewed by legal. We've had discussions with the mobile home park and their legal counsel, as well as the homeowner of the mobile home that's to be placed on lot 31 of the mobile home park. A permit was issued for placement of that home. It was a hand-drawn site plan that was approved showing that the mobile home would be 10 foot off of the existing sewer easement. When the building inspector went out, and I believe Public Works had visited the site, they realized it was being placed into the sewer easement, the sewer that belongs to the city. The homeowner of Lot 31 has sold her home. She is essentially without a home at this point. So, through the meetings with her legal counsel, their legal counsel, our DRC, reviewed by our counsel, we've agreed to allow them to place that mobile home encroaching into the sewer easement with this agreement that the city and the homeowner are held harmless. So if that mobile home needs to be moved due to an emergency repair or a regular maintenance or repair to the sewer line, the trailer park is going to be responsible for the movement of that home. It lists all the costs in here. It also is, will terminate once that mobile home has been moved from that lot. So once it's been moved, they'll not be allowed to put one back over the sewer easement. But through the discussions with everyone, we feel like this is the best solution at the moment. Just given the circumstances where the permit was approved, she is without a home at this point.
So, kind of just a little background. It's like, well, can't the odds of it needing to be serviced are pretty low, probably a tenth of 1%, if that much. But the fact is, it's on the easement. We don't typically allow that. But the biggest problem comes with if, in fact, we did, because they are homes, but mobile's not necessarily speedy.
Yeah.
It could take a week or two to move it, and the estimate we received from them was $30,000. They said $30,000 a week, and it's like, well, the city would not incur that, and it's not fair that Mrs. Smith incur that. So we came to this, hey, let's kind of do this agreement to hold them. Mrs. Smith or any subsequent, this agreement will be recorded with the land or with that parcel and or however it record. Anyway, I think it's a reasonable. I appreciate Janelle, a cooler head in the meeting than I got a little upset at the one of the principals there, or the principal. Anyway, neither here nor there, but she, we did work together and propose this. They jumped on it, and again, it's been reviewed by legal. I think it's a pretty reasonable. Again, the odds of happening are really, really, really rare. But in case it did, we did not want to leave Mrs. Smith or subsequent owner holding the bag on this. It should be the developer. So.
Or city.
Or the city, or the city holding the bag. So that's what that is in a nutshell.
If there'd be an emergency setting, probably not, right? Could happen to move or do something there. I don't not likely, you know.
Not likely. You can't say no. Can't say no to that. But
No, and most sewer repairs are done internal, and that's your maintenance, inspection. That's all internal at this point. It's pretty rare you
So.
dig one up unless you have a full collapse.
Anyway, that was our proposal, and
Is this all new pipe to that new, or does
no.
this go back to the old?
This is some of the older, and so yeah, it, obviously age will increase that, but generally most repairs are made internally, manhole to
Is
manhole.
this one that would qualify for lining in the future?
And you could to help ensure that that stays that way. But so when the city was doing the takeover, because taking it from private to public for the commercial access, what is that? Jimmy John's, Jack in the Box, that footage commercial, they had to inspect and make repairs to bring it up
Yeah.
to a standard to
That
ensure
was
that
only a few years
maintenance
ago,
was
so.
done. And that was in the roughly 21.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the sewer easement encroachment agreement with MHP number one LLC, I guess, and Ashley Smith in the Wasatch Estates Mobile Home Park.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Marriott, second by Nelson. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Items eight is other business. We'll start with Tyson.
I'd just like to start off saying thanks to staff and with everything going on and projects and keeping it all moving and coming together and working through stormwater issues as a group and projects. And so, and to you guys and city staff, just thanks for dealing with that and understanding and backing us was we're generally a week or two behind, it feels like most days on all items, all good things. So moving forward, trying to keep it going on the 400 and meeting with residents when we can and wrapping those up. So
How many positions are vacant right now in your department?
we're just cycling through the three in one way or another.
Okay.
So we're back to three now
Yeah.
as of 2 weeks ago or a week ago now. So,
Yeah. Chief.
So, police department, we're doing good. We're fully staffed. We had one officer leave, and we had a couple in line waiting to come on. So that was really good. Our new officer, he's did like 30 years in Roy. He was a captain out there. His name's Kevin Smith. He came on yesterday was his first day. Great guy. But we're excited to have him. Yeah, he retired, sat out a year, and then came on here. But he's a good addition to our team. Our
He's gonna like Pleasantview a lot better than Lloyd.
officers are doing really good. With everything that's going on, you kind of worry and hope that they're all doing good mentally and physically and that, and they seem to be doing good. I have the sergeants meetings every other week, and Andrea and I ask every time how they're all doing, and they seem to be doing good. Couple things that we've got going on. We're looking at we carried shotguns with beanbag rounds years ago. And we haven't had them for a long time. We've just had our tasers as our less lethal. Kind of with a lot of things going on here recently, I felt like we need to go back to those. So we're working on that, going back to having another source of less
In
lethal
addition.
force in addition to the tasers. So we're working on putting that all together. And then our detectives division is they're doing great. Their caseload is, you know, we were always carried right around 80 to up to 130, 140. And I think they're down to, I mean, they've got like 12 or 15 active cases right now. So
what's the difference on that?
That's going good. Just some of the processes of how we did it. You know, we had the, I think I explained last time that DCFS thing that, you know, a lot of our cases are SVU cases. Most all of the cases that they work for a long period of time are having two of them actively working them quite regular. I kept some of the stuff that I was doing as a lieutenant slash detective. I've kept it and done a lot of that still. And then so Sergeant Jacobs has more time to help with investigations and that, which is good because a lot of things they do, I want two of them to go do it instead of one. One thing that we did, and we have it in the budget, and so I'm utilizing it. We were short Saturday and Sunday mornings on coverage. Our day car was by themselves from 6 a.m. till 12. We've got most all the shifts for the rest of the year filled with part-time officers covering so that they come out like between 6 and 7. And with everything going on, I'm really uncomfortable with anybody by themselves for any period of time. So that's been really good. I will tell you, just to throw it out there early, I feel like it's my obligation to the employees, to you guys, to the citizens. I've watched really closely our pay scales versus other cities. That's something that I just want to throw it out there that that's something that's coming that I think we're going to have to look at possibly. Mayor and I have talked about it. Right now, we're paying pretty competitive to what our guys could go anywhere else and make, but they're getting to the top of their pay scale, most all of them. So sometime in the future, I think we might need to look at maybe opening those pay scales up to where our guys don't top out in the next year or two. Mm-hmm. So as of right now, I think we're paying competitive. It's just a lot of agencies' pay scales go quite a bit higher than ours.
That's why it's hurt us.
Other than that, thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Andrea.
I think I've talked plenty tonight, but I'll piggyback on his and say, I think that Public Works has kind of the same issue with the pay scale. So I think that it probably needs to be looked at all around. And then I don't know if you've all watched the news, but I just want to say that we have really great police officers at Pleasant View. And I would hope that any interaction between them and any council member, any elected official, would be civil and professional.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So what city was it that?
Well, that's referencing. Was it? I don't know the reference.
Smith.
Oh,
council member.
Look it up.
Do you have a badge?
No.
No, I'm okay.
No, he's not.
Anything else, Andrew?
That was it.
Larry?
Yeah, probably.
When's Chick-fil-A opening? Do we know?
He told me last
October.
Before Thanksgiving.
That's
what I thought. We're just talking about pay increases.
Harrison just got hired there.
To get Chick-fil-A going. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. You're good? Sarah?
Oh, food truck season was great. It ended up with a bang last night. And the city council meeting was awesome. We have several kids representing and they have joined. And so they're excited. We have a good crew. And I don't know. I'm actually really grateful for the officers. They came and dealt with a really tough situation at home today.
Oh, really?
It's kind of crazy. We had a child that needed some extra help, and they were there.
Yeah, her dad showed up this afternoon, and great the officers.
They were very professional. They did a great job.
Those are very tough situations.
Right, and they really, really de-escalated a complicated situation. So
that was Pumpkin Palooza on the 25th?
Yes, sorry. Pumpkin Palooza is October 25th from 12 to 2:30.
What was the name again?
October 25th, Saturday, from 12 to 2:30. And
have the council members received the flyers and the information about the hearings and stuff for the Loma View school closure?
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember the date.
Yeah, read it, and if you can attend. Unfortunately, I'm going to be on a cruise on both of them things.
October isn't it? The first Wednesday? That's the first public hearing?
First?
It's at their board meeting. It's usually the first Wednesday of the month.
So that was at the board meeting, but then there is the second one's at Loman View,
yeah,
isn't it?
They're having some.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when we got
anyway.
Invited to.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Were you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave?
I got a couple things. The website is up and running.
Nice.
And so if you haven't looked at it lately, I know there's a lot of training still going on, or there was a recent training, and there's some back end stuff that I was wanting to look at the training a little bit, but it looks like it has to be off the server here. It's not something that can be emailed, is what I understand. But it's impressive. I think maybe if there's ideas on things that we should change, more information to add to it. You know, I don't know, contact information, things like that. I know we want to be careful with some of that kind of stuff, but there's some really impressive things. It's easy to, a lot easier to use. I think it's way easier for the staff. I'd love to see some recommendations on how that's easy for everybody to use. But
we need our events on there. Just looking.
Yeah, the calendar. We need the events. There's a lot of things that are on there that might need to be updated. But
yeah.
So Heather didn't want me. The staff didn't want me to advertise it on the new website yet.
Yeah.
That's correct. Just because there was information that they need to be. Correct.
And that's still the case.
Does it make?
I think it might be pretty cool. I think it might still be good.
We'll send you an email when it's time.
Does it make sense to have suggestions flow through one person of things we should upgrade or change or things to look at? I don't know. I think maybe there's an action register of somebody, of things that we need to do on it. I don't.
Send it to me and I can get.
Okay.
With Heather or whichever each department.
Sorry. Each department has access to go in and edit their
pages. All their own pages.
Yeah. So if you want to, you know, go through one single source, then we can, you know, go to each department and make sure that those things get addressed, but we can have, you know, one landing area for that.
That's good.
Yeah, there's some really cool stuff, but I think if we could, there's a lot of improvements we could go put in there. The whole website itself is easy to use now, so making
and a lot of it is just like a data dump from the old one to the new one, and that's why it still needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah, they've just created it all into that now. We just need to go clean it up, and there's probably a ton of stuff we could do there without having to. But I mean, really, at some point, you don't even need to do social media stuff as much and just point them to the website all the time.
So it's not.
There's a calendar.
Yeah, there's a calendar.
On the old one, they had a tab. Whereas.
Go through it.
Anyway, yeah, look at it. There's.
There it is. Sorry. Caught in the middle of a yonder.
You could. There's a lot of things you could change on that. Another thing, you know, your comment made is like, I've been meeting with Chief Talbot, and comments made like, how did you do that? What did you do? It's because he made goals. And it's because he's given some tools to go think out of the box, and everybody in this city can do the same thing. And that's just a great thing. He's thinking about things in a different light, in a different way. And it's just really impressive. I did my last meeting with him on last Wednesday, and I had a lot of questions about stuff like, hey, what are we doing for event security and things like that. But there's just so many things that he's doing. And I'm just really thankful that his hard work, and he's willing to try some things that are a little bit out of the ordinary. So
and a validation we made the right decision.
Yeah,
good.
And you know, when it comes to giving raises, you know, he's got a goal to stay under his budget. You know, if he continues to do efficiency improvements and stuff like that, it's easy to give raises because we're reducing cost in other areas, and I think it's awesome. North Ogden Canal Company, we had, you know, issues with the canal during the rain and things like that. And there's some suggestions out there that in the subdivision to the west of, you know, what's called, can never remember what it's called, but yeah, west of 1100 below the canal,
the Rocky Meadows,
that there was, you know, maybe, maybe not forthcoming and where the property lines or maybe some issues with the canal and they didn't bury the canal. I just think we need to get a meeting with them. I asked Lark with North Ogden Canal. Yeah.
Is this like below the Marsh Park?
Yeah. I know I asked Laurie about how much money we have paid to North Ogden Canal because I thought we had an agreement. We thought we had an agreement. We haven't paid any money to North Ogden Canal for
quite some time. We passed the agreement and they wouldn't sign it.
Yeah, just the $10,000. I didn't go back and check, but they never signed it for 2 years.
But also, like, we wanted them to come back and tell us what they did for the improvements because I think there was a suggested improvement. And then from what I hear, that didn't happen. So I think it'd be
good.
With them a little bit.
I think that we can suggest improvements too if we're be involved in that, especially. I mean, I think we have some ownership into because they take some of the water, but at the same time, to protect the city, that I think there's things that we need to make sure that they're doing, and I don't know. I just think there needs to be an ongoing meeting.
Well, it's yeah.
Well, I agree. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think they're moving forward, and they're. I don't want to say in the right direction. I just don't know that they're doing what we would want them to do to protect our thing.
I think they, as far as some of this stuff, they don't have direction. I worry as some of the members of the board get older and that's who's going to
who's
step gonna
do
forward.
It. There isn't anybody out there.
Yeah, so
I 100% agree with that. Yeah. Nobody would want to take that on. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's just the thoughts I had on that, but, yeah.
Okay. Steve?
Did you find there's an ordinance piping the canal? Or that, I don't know.
No, I didn't actually find it, but we're requiring that. All the subdivisions that we've done recently, they're subdivided.
Is that,
I think it's in the buildings. Is it?
No, there's no requirement.
No, there's no requirement? Okay.
No. We talked about it at DRC.
Because that... Because that's where this is hinging, if it's a requirement,
well,
and he fudged on the property line. And he
that's the problem. It's like when it comes, it's like, well, this really isn't on our, it's like, well, the canal company should probably. But, you know, their position is, no, we want developers to pipe it all. They don't want to.
Well, that's what, anyway.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'll get out of that one.
And,
no,
you know,
so there isn't a standard or an ordinance that requires that the canal gets piped. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there state law that if there's an open ditch with water?
Anyway, it's a concern.
And I'm not convinced that if it's all piped, it's 100% safe either. So I don't, you know, or we'll take away our issues, right? So
no,
when it comes
to
stormwater and things like that. But anyway, yeah. Then,
it would help.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I got two quick things. How are we doing with the police officers on the crosswalks? Are we still monitoring that, or was that? Is there any heavy presence there? That I think we ticket that if there. I mean,
yep.
There's no.
Yeah, as far as I know,
no tolerance there.
Yeah, there's no tolerance. They're still patrolling them heavy every day. They go down there, and I have them pull a case number for community policing, so we can kind of keep track of how often they're in them.
So did we recognize that that's improved at all, or?
Yeah, actually, I think it has improved.
I mean, if people get tickets for speeding through, they're going to stop. So I would encourage you to keep doing that. Second thing, and I don't know what your council's thoughts are, but we are having a meet the candidates night on the 29th, the League of Women Voters. We had one for the city council, just the city council, very poorly attended. This one will be for the mayors and city council. I don't know if the city wants to put that on our marquee or
something. Yeah, it went in his letter.
Okay,
we'll share it.
And I believe it's been on socials.
I just want to make sure that it's
yeah, we're trained.
I hope that the city is pushing that out there. It's coming Monday.
Yeah.
It's fixed about 8
here
in this building. But I think it's good for the residents.
Share it on social media again. Get it out there.
I'm going to prepare questions. Can we ask questions?
Absolutely.
She has
a
submission.
And that's how it is. It's a question. It's not a debate. It's just a question. And it starts and just goes to everybody. So
they normally ask for those in advance, don't they?
They can.
Yeah.
And they have questions that they prepared, and then they have
you
questions for the residents.
Yeah.
No, please.
No, you can't.
I was just trying to think if I could spend the next week coming up with the most complicated question.
Had a zinger. It was awesome.
I'll refer to somebody else. I'll get back to you. So thank you very much. But anyway, I think we need to have that. We need to have a little more public interest. I've been very disappointed.
Yeah.
Participation in the elections and the
well, we were the lowest in the county.
Yeah,
close.
Third
But as I've done a lot of stuff, people just don't care. As long as things are going good, they don't care.
I'll make a post about garbage cans the day before.
Anything else, Steve? All right. Closed item number 9 is a closed meeting. I don't believe we need one. Thank goodness. Item 10 is adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All righty.
And a day.
And we're adjourned. Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
Here.
We can be out all next week then.